When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 170, The One Incredible Step to Achieving the Results That You Desire, by Wes Pettit, guest posting on oldpodcast.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, Life Optimizers. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, your host and personal reader. Happy Sunday. And today's the first Sunday in a very long time that isn't Sivir Sunday, because I wanted to feature some of you, listeners of OLD, that have been so kind, not only for listening to this show, but for checking out the spinoff podcast, Optimal Finance Daily. And I also get incredibly nice emails from you, and even contributions to help keep this thing going. So thank you for all that. And I thought it'd be helpful for everyone if I feature some of you and your writing here on the podcast. And today's the first day of that, so I'm really excited. The post I'm going to read today is from Wes Pettit, who launched Outset.com, which is a worldwide membership for entrepreneurs. So you can check that out. It's Outset.com. And if you sign up there, you'll get his 5 Simple Ways to Self-Improve ebook. He also talks about his current habit streak, which you'll hear about in the post today, over at myawakening.com.au. It'd be awesome if you could show him some love by checking out his sites. They'll also be linked on his guest post over at oldpodcast.com in the blog section. So let's hear the first guest post from a listener ever and start optimizing your life. The One Incredible Step to Achieving the Results That You Desire, by Wes Pettit, guest posting on oldpodcast.com. In late 2015, I decided to take action after reflecting on the Earl Nightingale quote, "Never give up on a dream because of the time it'll take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway," unquote. What is this one step? It's hustling a habit. It's doing something each day so at the end of the day, we've achieved something worthwhile with what often feels like minimal effort. I call this the streak. Once I explain this step, I'll break it down into 5 actionable steps for you to take control and harness this power. In late November of 2015, after feeling like I had been treading water for too long, I got to work. My father introduced me to some online videos from T. Harv Eker and Bob Proctor. This opened me up to starting a daily routine. This power of now getting up in the morning to do my routine, as opposed to lying in bed on my phone, has been remarkable. My morning routine started as, number 1, a Tony Robbins breathing exercise, number 2, 10 things that I'm grateful for, and number 3, a look through my to-do list. As mentioned in so many previous OLD posts, the power was in making a start. I had begun now, and I was ready to hustle the habit. I added an 11th item that I'm grateful for every day that can't be the same as the day before, and this technique of having me constantly search for what I'm grateful for was inspired by Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I then added in my goals for 2016, and then even more. I included stretching in my routine, as I was terribly inflexible before I started and wanted my basketball career to last. Then on January 1st, I did 1 push-up, 1 sit-up, and a 1-second plank. I continued until day 100 with 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and a 100-second plank. I have since settled on 50 push-ups, including 10 clap push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and a 2-minute plank every morning. I had already started learning Spanish on the brilliant app Duolingo, and I'm now on a 16-month flossing streak. My morning routine is on a 162-day streak, and Duolingo is at 212. If I break the streak by missing one day, it starts all over at zero, which serves as my motivation to do a bit each day and continue to grow into the person I want to be with the habits I want to have. The only exception is flossing, which is on a 5 times per week basis at a minimum. It doesn't end there. I even added touch typing. I should have paid attention to Mrs. Claxton in year 8, but I didn't, so here I am hustling another habit. I'm on day 83 now, and I'm at around 50 words per minute. When I started, I was at only 5 words per minute when not looking at the keys. I've also incorporated reading 5 pages of a book every day. I include podcasts in this category. I ensure that I'm constantly learning every day, and this is now at just over 100 days. After a while, I noticed I still wasn't quite where I wanted to be. I had to prioritize, so I made this change. Every morning, the first thing that I would do after my routine was my most important project. I spent the first 2 hours of each day on this, and after 1 week, I had achieved 14 incredibly productive hours, striving to achieve my most significant goal. If you don't have time to spend 2 hours on a project in the morning, try for half an hour or less. It will add up. Now, after thorough experimentation and many lessons learned, here's the 5 steps for you to take control and harness the power of hustling a habit. Number 1, start a morning routine that incorporates what you are grateful for, your goals, some exercise, and what you want to learn. Number 2, keep track of your progress and always be looking to add or change your routine as you improve and can handle more. Number 3, tell someone about it, blog about it, or at least tell your Facebook friends so you are now accountable for that progress. Burn your shifts, as the story goes. Number 4, prioritize your time and ensure that you are completing your most important tasks, but also at a time when your mind is at its sharpest. Look to add even 30 minutes in the morning to your most crucial project. The most important task is often the most difficult and one that we're more likely to postpone. Number 5, be proud of yourself and plan. Once a week, look back and see how much you achieved that week. Once a month, sit down with your partner or a friend and speak about what you achieved in the last month and what you want to achieve in the next. Be proud of what you've accomplished. You've come a long way. You just listened to the post titled "The One Incredible Step to Achieving the Results That You Desire" by Wes Pettit, guest posting on oldpodcast.com. And once again, you can visit Wes over at outset.com. That's outsett.com. And you can hear how his streak is going over at myawakening.com.au. I thought that was a great first guest post for this podcast that has some insightful tips into habit building. And if you want to make any comments about it or share your morning routine, you can come visit the blog section at oldpodcast.com and comment there. The link will also be in the episode's description, but it should be really easy to find on oldpodcast.com. And if you're interested in having your guest post featured on the site and possibly even read right here on the podcast, just like today's episode, come by oldpodcast.com and get in touch with me. And if you've already submitted one, hang tight. I'm still getting to them. And I'll leave it at that. I hope you're having an awesome weekend. Tomorrow is Minimalist Monday, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.